Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud is sponsored by the AAIE Institute for International School Leadership. Preparing educators for the unique challenge of international school leadership through online courses led by international school leaders. Learn more at AAIEinstitute.org.
Hello and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Instructional coach and principal as partners. Whenever I'm asked to come into a school district that's implementing a new instructional coaching program, I request that the first training that I provide, the first workshop that I conduct, is a facilitation session between the new coaches and the principal, and move their thinking to the fact that they really work as a partnership. One of the statements I make early on is that the job of the instructional coach is to make the principal look good, but equally the job of the principal is to make the instructional coach look good. And if I can get those two people focused on the fact that their success is interconnected, there are many things that the principal can do to promote the success of the instructional coach, and equally as many things that the instructional coach can do to promote the success of the principal. Now, a starting element of that partnership is building a sense of trust. And I think that the presence of a common vision as to what it is they want to accomplish goes a long way in laying the initial groundwork for that trust. And that common vision should be built around what it is that they want to make happen for students. That common agreement allows a principal to know that as the coach is traveling throughout the school and working with individual teachers or working with departments or grade levels or professional learning communities, that principal knows that the coach is making decisions as to what she's saying or what she's suggesting based on the fact that she has in her mind the picture of the same outcome that the principal has. And equally, the coach knows that as the principal is traveling through the school and providing feedback to teachers on the actions that teachers are taking or the practices that teachers are implementing, the coach recognizes that the feedback teachers receive from the principal reinforce the suggestions or the work that the coach has done with the teachers. So I'd suggest that a beginning step is for some summer conversations or start of the school year conversations that allow the coach and principal to see that they're on the same page. If you're interested in exploring that, and you visit my website at barkleypd.com And on the blogs, if you just do a search for a summer conversation for instructional coach and principal, you'll bring up a list of questions that you can sit down over some coffee and work your way through that list and identify those points of agreement that you can work from. The points of common pictures in your head. And I think that that can conclude with a sense of a outcome vision and a sense of current practice. And when you recognize that gap that exists between what currently is happening in the school and the vision of what could happen, what you want to have happen, that gap between the two is now what drives your work. When that's set and you get started and you go to work, I encourage you to identify a common scheduled time for coach and principal to reconnect. Now, it should be happening informally, throughout the school day. But I'd suggest at least once every 2 weeks, you block out a half hour over coffee or shared lunch, where both of you get to report the things that you've seen and the things that you're thinking and make decisions about how you're staying on the path that you've outlined to guide your work, or you're making agreed upon changes. And then as the end of the year approaches, go back and assess the degree to which the choices you've made moved the school closer to that vision you have, or the degree to which you got perhaps off track and caught up in the day-to-day managing of the school so that you can reset the stage moving forward. It's an important partnership, and it's a partnership that needs to serve the teachers, to serve the students in your school. Good luck with it. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.